So Jeff and I are still getting a handle on this stuff, but here's accidentally made content, a dramatic reading. Here you go. Divine Debugging, an IT Angel's Nightmare. In the beginning, there was the code, and the code was a mess. Gabriel leaned back in his office chair, rubbing his temples. The glowing screen before him displayed an error log so long it scrolled like an apocalyptic prophecy. He muttered to himself, "Who the hell wrote this garbage?" From across the cubicle, Uriel snorted. "Oh, you know exactly who." Gabriel scowled. "I refuse to believe the Almighty wrote this." He gestured wildly at the screen. "Let there be light should not require 14 nested loops in an undocumented recursive function." Uriel shrugged. "You try telling the big guy his code is bad." Gabriel sighed. "Anyway, what's the issue this time?" "Same as always, reality's crashing. Again." Gabriel groaned and turned back to his terminal. He peered at the runtime logs for the universe.exe simulation, which had been running for, check the uptime, 13.8 billion years. Not bad, considering it was originally written over a weekend as a prototype. "All right, what's failing now?" he asked. Uriel pulled up the latest bug report. "Physics engine 3.0 is throwing exceptions again. Gravity just stopped working in some regions. Star spontaneously turned into a rubber duck. And quarks are phasing in and out of existence like they can't decide if they want to be real." Gabriel exhaled through his nose. "Which idiot pushed an update without testing it?" Uriel gave him a knowing look. Gabriel paled. "Not him. He said it was just a small tweak to quantum mechanics." Gabriel pulled up the commit logs. He didn't even write comment. "There's just a commit message that says, trust me, it'll work." Uriel crossed his arms. "I vote we roll it back. You know we can't do that." Gabriel sighed and scanned the logs. "All right, the universe is semi-stable, but there's a secondary issue with the AI subroutines. Humanity?" "Yeah." Gabriel pulled up a graph. "We set their intelligence parameter too high, but their logic subroutine is still in beta. They're constantly throwing paradoxes and deadlocks." Uriel nodded. "Last I checked, they were trying to prove free will exists using deterministic physics." Gabriel shuddered. "Sounds about right. Also, someone introduced religion as a feature, but they implemented it as a memory leak." Uriel winced. "That explains why they keep forking their belief systems. What's the failure state?" Gabriel pointed at a flashing alert. "Fatal error. Species attempting to override root admin privileges." Uriel rolled his eyes. "They're trying to become gods again, aren't they?" "Yep, every time we patch it out, they find a new exploit. Last week, it was alchemy. This week, AI. Uriel sighed. "Just sandbox them already." Gabriel frowned. "We tried that. The Renaissance happened." "Right. And then the Industrial Revolution. And then capitalism." Uriel groaned. "Okay, so quarantine is useless. Can we just reboot them?" Gabriel shook his head. "Not an option. If we do a hard reset, the boss will notice." "Well, he is omniscient." "Yeah, but he only checks the logs on Sundays." Gabriel thought for a moment, then snapped his fingers. "We need a hot fix." Uriel raised an eyebrow. "You sure? Last time we did that, we accidentally flooded the whole planet." "That was a feature, not a bug." Uriel was unconvinced. "So, what's the plan?" Gabriel cracked his knuckles. "We introduced a subtle AI patch. Just a tiny logic update to make humans a little less self-destructive. Maybe stop them from trying to divide by zero every time they think about the meaning of life." Uriel frowned. "That sounds dangerously close to actual maintenance." Gabriel shrugged. "I mean, it's either that or let them crash the entire sim." Uriel sighed. "Fine. But if this backfires, I'm blaming you." Gabriel smiled and typed in a few lines of celestial code. "Now, here's something that's really fun. ChatGPT, in this case, actually wrote some code. It's pretty cute. Pseudocode, that is, in Python. It calls it Humanity Logic Fix 1.2. It says, try if humans dot thinking about existence, then humans dot redirect thoughts to cat videos, except humans default to blissful ignorance. Now, this is funny because what it's saying is that just a simple fix is going to be they start thinking about anything about existence, just get them looking up cat videos. Except if you find a human that's completely blissfully ignorant, keep them rolling. All right, let's go back to the story. Uriel appeared at the screen. That might actually work. Gabriel hit enter. Let's see if they calm down. A few minutes later, the logs refreshed. System was stabilizing. Humanity had collectively decided to abandon their existential dread and instead focus on arguing about pineapple on pizza. Gabriel grinned. Mission accomplished. Uriel leaned back in his chair. Nice work. Anything else broken? Gabriel checked his logs again. We might have accidentally made Australia too difficult. Uriel raised an eyebrow. Too difficult? Gabriel pointed at the error message. Biology overflow error. All creatures flagged as terrifying. Uriel shrugged. Meh, let's leave it. Looks entertaining. Gabriel laughed. All right, back to work. I just hope he doesn't decide to introduce DLC. Right on cue, the terminals flashed with a new message. New update detected. Universe 2.0. Multiverse expansion pack. Gabriel groaned. We are so screwed. So there you go. Good story, but we didn't figure we could really make that into a really meaningful episode. It just was too self-contained to really have any kind of back and forth on. But there you are. Makes for a pretty good, well, what David passes for as a dramatic reading. I thank you so much for your time. Hope you have a wonderful day.